greatest pro wrestlers of all time. And we even got a man that dunked a basketball in a celebrity competition many years ago. He won't even remember that, man. I have talent scout, coach, and busted open radio co-host from All Elite Wrestling, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. What's going on, Daddy?
Man, what it do? What an introduction.
Oh, man.
Make me feel special.
I had to get it right for Big Mark, man. That's the big homie, man.
You left out one thing.
Talk to me, Daddy.
The heaviest person to ever dunk a basketball.
This is true. This is true. I wanted to see if you remember that.
That ball got dunked at 400 pounds.
Oh, you were 400 then?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I remember because it was showing it on ESPN. This is all the time. That was around the time you were on Oprah and everything, bro.
Yeah, man. That was one of my favorite highlight moments.
That's what's up, man. Well, I'm glad to see you doing good. And, man, speaking of 400 pounds, I check you out on Busted Open. I check you out on All Elite Wrestling. You looking really good right now, man.
Man, you know what? I lost 100 pounds. I'm not wrestling no more. There's no reason for me to be that big no more. And I'm not the strongest man in the world no more. I guess once was, always is. But you get over 50, man. You don't see many 400-pound people walking around at 70.
This is a fact. This is a fact, man. Well, Mark, one of the things I want to talk about, because we did bring you in, you coming to Toledo, Ohio, Saturday, October 14th. That's this Saturday at the Huntington Center for AEW Collision, man. Now, this is the first time Collision has been in the Toledo area. I actually myself live in Detroit, but I do radio in Toledo, man, so I love that market as well, man. How does it feel to come to a whole new market with AEW?
You know what, man? We've been traveling the country now for the last 3 years, and we've opened up a lot of new territories for the company. And, you know, like anytime that I'm around that part of the country, it just seems like that's where our fan base really is. And it's good to be able to go closer to Detroit and Cleveland and Toledo. And we just finished doing like Cincinnati, Columbus, and Dayton. Man, Ohio, man, there's some serious fans, man.
Oh, that's a fact, man. Every time we do a radio giveaway or anything for wrestling, man, them people go crazy. They worry about y'all more than the Kardashians, dog.
Well, I tell you what, Tony Khan would love to hear that.
Hey, let that boy know, man. With that being said, though, I know the first time I went to an AEW event, I was in Chicago for the events over there, but I also went to, my first one was Blood and Guts in Detroit. And
oh, wow.
One thing I noticed, AEW, unlike any other promotion, is a party. I mean, people was vibing and had so much energy. I'm 43. I've been going to wrestling my whole life, but I had never felt that type of energy at a show before. Why is that?
You know what, man? I think it's the culture of the company. It's the young people that's involved. You remember when you were a kid and your parents would be like, turn that music off. You know, like, that sound like mumble jumble or whatever. AEW is AEW. The only place I ever seen in my life. I've been in the wrestling business for 28 years, and I've never seen people tailgate at wrestling. People tailgate. The crowd is off the hook. And it helps that AEW, on purpose, we don't micromanage the crowd. You want to bring a sign? Bring a sign. You wanna stand up and cheer the whole time? Everybody else got to stand up and cheer around you. Like, we're not gonna throw shade at people for having a good time. And that's the thing about that company that I really love the most is the crowd environment. And I stand in the breezeway sometimes, and that's in between the sections. And I stand there and I watch people. I have to stand in the back because I don't want to get recognized. I just want to feel the experience that you feel in the crowd. And I'm telling you, sometimes I feel like just joining in.
Man, I love to hear that, man. And, you know, you brought up Tony Khan earlier. And one thing, people have a lot of million things to say about him. But one thing is, He loves the fans. Tony might show up at Dynamite. He might show up Collision. He might be on Rampage. You never know. Why is he all? Has he always been like that, man? Just so about the people.
Tony is a mega fan, and it helps when you're a fan of the product that you put out. You know, like a lot of times, you know, people, they get so high and mighty that they can't really enjoy the work that they're doing. They gotta feel like, you know what, this is just something that I do for a living. Not Tony. Tony loved wrestling. If you walk up and say, Tony, you remember in 89 when this happened, Tony gonna finish your sentence, because he loved wrestling that much. He know the history of wrestling, and not just from an archival standpoint of, you know, X's and O's, wins and losses, but the way that it made him feel. And he was a big fan of ECW. And if you notice, AEW's got a lot of ECW tendencies, a lot of toughness, a lot of like real fast pace, and a lot of excitement in the styles that people use. I just think it's a great thing, man, and it was definitely necessary in a time for it.
And that's got to be wild, because you've been in so many matches yourself, to have somebody else know exactly and can pinpoint a match that you was in that you might not even remember. That's got to be crazy, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that. I run into fans all the time that say, man, you remember that time in Kalamazoo? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't remember it. Remind me. Tell me what happened. And then once you tell me, then I can finish it. But, like, that's the way Tony is, man. He know this business.
That's what's up. That's so dope, man. Now, you said you're not wrestling anymore, even though you dropped 100 pounds. Even though you're looking real good, I think they need another Hall of Fame run. But don't give them too much. Don't give them too much, man. But one thing I know, man, you moved on to be a talent scout. You did that a little bit in WWE, or you did it there, but you're doing it full-fledged in All Elite Wrestling. You got some big names under your belt. Jade, Bianca, Powerhouse Hobbs, man. You found some after. With that being said, it's a lot of wrestlers to watch this show, just like busting up a radio. How can you tell that that's it? They got something.
I look at it like this. When you walk in a room, and, you know, I was a club dude for many, many years, and I could walk in a club, and when I walked in, I could watch people turn their heads and start asking people, who is that? There's got to be somebody. That's what I look for. I don't look for athletes. I don't look for just talented people. I look for people that got that energy. When they walk in, you go, who's that? And who, like, and once I get that, I approach them and I say, hey, you have an energy that a lot of people don't have. You ever thought about wrestling? And sometimes they'll go, I never watched before. And then there's sometimes people are, oh my God, are you Mark Henry? And then we have a conversation about wrestling and it's over. Samantha, big wrestling fan. Bianca Belair, big wrestling fan. Her dad called me and said, is this really Mark Henry? Man, don't break my heart. And I said, this is really me. Like, and the same thing with Jade and Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews and Rich Swann. And you go down and down the list. Like, I want to do the same thing at AEW. I want to have people that have my fingerprints. Jade was the best of what we had from my regime at AEW. It's time for me to bring some more people.
That's what's up, man. And I want to tell you, too, you definitely have a heck of an impact, because I used to drive Lyft, and I was listening to Busted Open Radio kind of when you first started, and I had this older lady taking her to a doctor's appointment. I'm talking about 70, 65, 70. She was like, is that Mark Henry? Now, I'm trying to kayfabe her, because I'm like, you know how we do. Pretend like it ain't wrestling. It's just a sports show. She was like, no, I know Mark Henry. That's Big Mark on that radio. I said, wow. So, Mark, you definitely have an impact with all ages. I hope you know that, man.
Man, I feel real blessed to have that kind of a crowd appeal. And I don't know if you know or not, but now you can find Busted Open on YouTube. We're new to YouTube, and we're going to kill it. Like, we're going to absolutely kill it. We're going to put fresh content out every day. Not every week. Every day there'll be something new from the Busted Open channel. And I love that, man. AEW, they support us. They help us. Talent comes on our show all the time. We talk about what's going to go on at Collision this weekend, the whole week. We get people primed and ready because we want them to have a good time. And I love what's going on, man, on Collision's brand. It's a newer but old style of wrestling. The way that the camera shoots, the way that they have the light at the top going down on the ring, and you see kind of the smoky. Back in the day, it used to be cigarette smoke, but now we do what we call conditioning. And then you put the little smoke in there to make the ambiance better. Collision is right there as my favorite show because of the style that it is. It just makes me feel like watching wrestling when I was a kid.
That's amazing. That's so dope, man. So I assume that was a conscious decision to make it look different than Dynamite and anything else on television, correct?
Most definitely. Like, you don't want to have the same thing. ROH is way different than Collision, and Rampage is different than Dynamite, and so and vice versa. Like, all the programs are different in their own little way, and it's just enough of a difference that you can recognize it, but sometimes you can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
And that's where the tire meets the road.
I'm going to get into it in a few seconds about some of the stars that'll be at Collision this Saturday. But before I do that, I got to get your thoughts, man. The big man, the Rated R superstar, bust through the door at All Elite. See how you smile just hearing that, man. How did you feel to see your boy? Because I know y'all go way back. How did it feel to see Adam, man, pop up at All Elite Wrestling?
Man, I lost it like the fans lost it. Because, one, I haven't seen Adam since... man, when the day that Kobe died, that's how long it's been. Okay. And I saw him in Houston at Royal Rumble. He came out and made a big splash. And the Rated R superstar is at AEW, man. Like, how cool is that? That this dude is transcended the pro wrestling industry, and he came and joined us. Like, I'm head over heels in love with the fact that somebody like him will bring more eyes to the brand. Not only will he bring more eyes to the brand, but imagine the development curve that guys will be on just to be in the ring with him. He's going to bring people along, and that's what wrestling needs. Iron sharpens iron. And that dude right there, man, he is ironclad.
That is facts, man. And it's so wild seeing some of these guys have a whole resurgence. And speaking of, like, Collision, and it's funny watching the people behind you. They're like, oh, my God, that's Mark Henry. But I don't want to bother him. I'm seeing him behind you, dog. But it's the resurgence of guys like Bryan Danielson, man. Christian Cage is putting in work, man. You guys were saying the other day that he might be doing the best work of his career.
This is the best work, and I told Chris this. I think, and it's just my opinion, there's no fact based on what I'm telling you, but I feel like the last 3 years of Chris Jericho was better than the last 3 years before he came. I mean, he's a megastar, an incredible artist, and everybody that he wrestled, win or loss, they came out better than they was before. And people gave more of a damn about them because they was in the ring with Chris Jericho. Bro, you cannot do better than that. If not only do you handle yourself, but you are the betterment for other people. That's what it's all about.
That's a fact, man. And like I said, we love to see it, man. Now, besides the vets, you guys got great guys coming down, like the boy Darby Allin, Miro, Ricky Starks. That's my boy right there, Ricky Starks. I love the death, man. And we got to talk about the Acclaim. Seeing so many of these young guys, I mean, just push forward in AEW. And I don't even bring up MJF. But you know what I'm saying. Guys just being young, because, you know, you've been in the business many years. You know how people try to small ball the new guys. But these guys are putting in work, man. How does it feel to see these guys just grow into superstars?
I love the fact that they listen. And that's the main thing. Like, as uncourteous and as having a lack of couth sometimes as MJF is, he will listen and take advice from what happened throughout history and ask questions. And he might tell you, "Wow, that's useless information." And you go, "No, it's not." You know, but nonetheless, he listens to the conversation and tries to get better because of it. So anytime you got somebody that's they want to get better and they're willing to do what it takes to get better, I'm all for it, man. And he is.
That's what's up, man. Real quick before we get out of here, I want to talk about that boy Powerhouse Hobbs, man. You talked a lot about taking him under your wing, man. And even again, that smile right there, I like it. Talk about how the progression, how that man just turned into a monster, baby.
Hobbs always had talent. But when you have talent that's not directed in the right direction, it's like shooting a gun in the air. If there's no target, then what's the use of having the gun in the first place? Like, Hobbs is a weapon, man. And he just needed to be directed in the right way. And told, you know what, why would you do that? Sometimes when you ask the question, why would you do that? Some people will say, I don't know. But I would rather you not tell me you don't know. Tell me why you did it. And then once you can say, okay, well, that was a mistake. What do I do from that point on? That's who Hobbs is. You tell him one time, hey, man, you need to do this. Okay. And he go implement it that day. So, like, that's why his success has happened so fast, is because of how much he listens and how much he wants to be successful. You gotta want it. And there's a lot of people that they're willing to talk the talk, but they're not really willing to change and walk the walk. And Hobbs is going to be great, man. You watch the match he had with Jericho. Like, it almost brought a tear to my eye. One, I love it when guys pay homage to me, but he did what worked. Why recreate the wheel? If you know you can do something at a high level, do it at a high level. And he did, and came out victorious.
Man, see, we didn't know he was going to get so much game today, too. You're putting stuff in their head. I love that, man. Well, Mark, like, last couple things, man. You're such a busy man still. Like, you talk about you first follow your wonderful son, Jacob, and all his accomplishments. But you yourself, you're doing cons, you're doing signings, you're doing speaking engagements. Are you ever just going to sit down and just chill, man?
Man, listen, I'm in the mall with my mother-in-law right now. And I was telling her, I'm trying to get everything out of the way today so tomorrow I don't have to do nothing. And I'm sure that something else will come up because the work never stops. But I'm going to do everything I can so that when I do get an opportunity to sit still, I will be able to.
I get it, man. I get it. Well, Mark, thank you for your time. But you can't leave yet because there's one question. It's totally different than what I've asked you before. It's a segment I do called the Mark Out Moment. And when I say Mark Out, I'm not talking about you meet somebody and say, I'm talking about, yes, you're Mark Henry, but, you know, you in the midst of maybe eating dinner with somebody or you just fans, and you just like, dog, I can't believe this is my life. I can't believe I'm kicking it with this person or whatever. Have you ever had that one Mark Out moment?
Call. I'm on a show, actually. You want to talk to the guy?
Hey, what's like, going on, man?
Me
what's
telling you show? I'm doing something. Come on, man. Give me a break.
See, they love you, man.
I love the people, but if I give you the Iggy.
I'm just glad he didn't pat you on your back, because I know how you feel about that, man.
I bite. The Washutus are biters.
Hey, when you first said it, I'm a big fella, too. And when you said it, I knew exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You'd be in the bar, and people be like, what up, bro? Touch me again, I'm knocking you out.
You going to take a night-night. Going to take a dirt nap.
Simple, man. But yeah, have you ever had that?
But ask me your question again, man. Okay.
Okay. What is that mark out moment for you? That time that, like I said, you might not have went screaming like a little girl, but you was like, man, I don't know. I'm just sitting here eating. I can't believe this is my life that I'm doing this with, whether a celebrity or just a situation. What was that? Have you ever had a moment like that?
It happened twice. In 92, I was on a plane going to Barcelona with Irvin Johnson. And Magic Johnson is my favorite basketball player of all time. I lost it, man. I mean, I was sitting there talking to him. I had to say, man, you're Irvin Johnson. You Magic. And it's like, yeah, I know that. And you're like, it's weird, man. That was a mark out moment. And meeting Prince, I got to do an event with Prince in Minnesota. And I'm telling you, man, like, that was one of the best times of my life. Just having a 5-minute conversation with somebody that, you know, I listen to their music every day now. So you can imagine back then how it felt to meet one of your musical icons and somebody that inspired you, like, through music.
See, we way more connected than just being big fellas, man. See, you talked about Irvin Johnson. My fiance lives in Lansing and went to school with Magic Johnson's son. And I just interviewed Morris Day because he just came here to the area, man. See, we way more connected without a that's crazy. See, that was God right there. That was the big man upstairs, man.
Well, Mark, moving it, moving mountains.
Man. Well, Mark, man, thank you for your time, man. You know, will you be at Collision this Saturday?
I will not. My son is playing sports this weekend, so I'm here in Austin. But I will be watching just like everybody else. And I'm just excited that Toledo is getting a major show like Collision. Like, you know, they can go to the bigger cities around. They could have went to Detroit or Cleveland. But, man, I love the fact that Toledo is getting pro wrestling. There are still some tickets on sale. Some tickets as low as $20. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're around, like, and you hear my voice right now, like, you need to get those tickets before they go.
Grab them up, y'all. Y'all heard them. But once again, World's Strongest Man, Hall of Famer, Mark, thank you. Tell the boys over there, busted open. I said, what up, though, too? I actually interviewed Paul before on the show as well. So, you know, Paul's my guy. Paul Ehrlich, that's my guy, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you very much.
And tell her all your people, what up, though?
Hey, there we go. That's a clip right there. Take care, Mark, man. Love you, boy.
All right, man, thank you.
Now, you guys heard that. Make sure you're here this Saturday, AEW All Elite Wrestling, right at the Huntington Center. Why would you miss it? AEW Collision. I'll be there, and you know what to do. Check out all the rest of AEW's programming, Dynamite, Rampage, Ring of Honor, and everything else. And make sure you check out everything on the Whip Show podcast. You heard the announcement the other day. We're going to now be on Roku TV, on Mize Television. We're also part of Sideline Sports as well, besides listening to us each and every platform that you get podcasted. Well, I'm Whip Dog, and for the boy, World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry, I'll see you next time right here on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Take care, guys.